Hi guys, my name is Jonah Levy and I'm a junior at J.J. Pierce High School. I was fortunate enough to have been born into a Christian home surrounded by loving parents who have modeled for me my whole life what it's like to follow Jesus. I've been coming to Watermark for as long as I can remember, so I've been constantly poured into by others around me for most of my life. My dad helped me come to Christ at the age of 9, explaining how Christ, in a selfless act of love, sacrificed his life for me and rose from the dead. And from that point forward, I consider myself a Christian. Growing up, I went to the Covenant School, which, for those of you who don't know, it's a really, really small private school. It's a Christian school, so even there, I was constantly being pointed back to Christ. My life growing up was a lot different than a lot of my friends. There were around 30 kids in my grade, all of whom were living in very similar conditions to mine. All of these things basically meant that I was a pretty sheltered kid, and I wasn't exposed to a lot of the outside world. I thought I had a solid faith, but up until this point, I hadn't really faced much adversity in my life. That would all change when I decided to move to Pierce for my freshman year. A lot of my friends have been going to public school all their lives, and based on what they had told me, I thought I had an idea of what high school would be like. I knew that there would be people who did things that I probably shouldn't do, but I didn't really think that that would affect me. I would soon find out how wrong I was. Those first 8 months of high school were brutal. I was seeing so many things for the first time, and I wasn't really sure how to deal with it. But rather than turning to God, I turned to others to find my worth. I began to care deeply about what others thought of me, and wanted for everybody to think that I was cool. I was obsessed with fitting in, but that didn't happen. Instead, I was made fun of for the way I looked, the way I acted, and for associating myself with the church. Rather than turning it over to the Lord, I let that fear take control of my life. Fear became the primary motivator in my everyday walk, and it showed everywhere. With my friends and classmates, I became very quiet, fearing that if I said the wrong thing, they wouldn't like me. I can remember days my freshman year where I just felt hopeless, and I thought that nobody liked me. At times during the year, there would be classes I would hate going to just because I was afraid of what certain people in them thought of me. In basketball, it was the same. I was afraid of letting down my coaches and teammates. If I made a mistake on the court, I was extremely hard on myself and told myself that I wasn't good enough and that everyone around me was disappointed. Because of this fear, I didn't really do much on the court and I rode the bench that year. I felt even more empty because the one thing I'd put so much of my identity into had been taken away. I'd put so much of my effort into making people like me that I had shifted my focus off God and off his love. One night in May, that all changed. That day had been harder than most. I felt as though everyone around me disliked me, and in that moment, I felt utterly and truly alone. I just couldn't understand where it all went wrong. As I sat in my bed late that night thinking about these things, I remembered a verse my dad had told me, 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." I just sat there in my bed and broke down. For about 5 hours, I lay in my bed praying and thinking of all the times that I had allowed fear to creep into my heart and take control of my life. That night was easily the longest amount of time I had ever spent thinking about my relationship with God. I realized that night that I had been living in darkness and that it was time for me to come back into the light. That night, I rededicated my life to the Lord and started a new chapter in my life. That next day, I woke up and I felt entirely different. The only thing that I can remember from that day is the feeling of freedom I had walking through those halls. I felt as though a physical weight had been lifted off of my chest and that now I was free to live my life as Christ wanted me to. Today, almost 2 years later, I still struggle with allowing fear to control my actions, but it's different now. I'm no longer fighting alone. I know that I will have my family and small group by my side, and knowing this has been a great comfort in my life. If you're sitting there and you can relate to my story at all, I would tell you this. You are not alone. There are tons of small groups here that you can turn to help you with your struggles, just as mine did. All those months, I thought that I had nobody to turn to in my fear, but it wasn't until that night in May that I realized God had been by my side the whole time, just waiting for me to come back. All I had to do was open my eyes and see. Thanks for letting me share.